when you're a kid, it's a bit of fun to be ringing the peace bell. You tend to ring the bell a lot just to be an absolute nuisance.
It certainly makes a nice noise, and it does echo and ring, which causes it to sort of sit in the mind a little bit. But I think it's just an opportunity to do something which is tangible about world peace, reconciliation. I'm Bill West, I'm the Mayor of Cowra Shire Council, born and bred in Cowra. Peace bell is an interesting component to our town. It's a replica of the one which was first presented to the United Nations and is in the forecourt of the United Nations building in New York.
In 1954, I think the first bell was presented to the United Nations. It was a gift from the Japanese people. I'm Rod Bloom. In 1991, I became mayor for 3 years. The World Peace Bell Association itself had to come to terms with placing it in a town and district of a population of about 12,000 people as distinct from a city with 4 million people. And when they became, I guess, more aware of the relationship between Cowra and Japan, finally they accepted that it was all right.
The authorities, the powers who were in charge of the World Peace Bell Association, provided Cowra with the Australian chapter of the World Peace Bell, which is normally something, an honour bestowed on capital cities.
I got I suppose in those days it was a fax to say that the bell had been delivered to the Australian ambassador, but was at Yokohama, and I was to arrange for its shipping. That with the packing case and everything, it was about 400 kilograms. Well, I went to my friend Len Oliver, who was the owner of Oliver Toyota, and I said to him, do you think Toyota might put it on the back of a truck? Anyway, within very short space of time, a couple of days at most, Toyota agreed to transport the bell for free. So we drove to Sydney in our Toyota Hilux, and we took it back to Cowra. The bell housing, the pavilion, I thought that a more Australian look would define it differently to other peace bells around the world. The floor of the pavilion is rough-hewn granite, and Cowra is the Aboriginal word for rocks. There was a symbolism there that attracted me. The school students were taught how to make the tiles, glaze them, and my son, Richard, has one of the tiles there.
So there's been a great effort to embrace our community in its construction and its establishment, and it's something that we encourage people to ring at any time they go past it.
It's made out of, you know, melted down coins. It's one of the few in the world that we have. And as you get older, you realise the significance of having a peace bell in Cowra.
Should be rung and rung often, not to be rung when you're angry or cranky at someone, but rather with that mindset of peace and reconciliation and goodwill and harmony.